Chapter 33, The Holy Sfardi. The latest disagreement between Yitzchak Shaul and Moshe Leib, like their many previous disagreements on the same issues, drew Baruch even closer to the path of Chassidus. He was eager to learn all he could about the founders of this mysterious and fascinating approach to serving Hashem with joy, truth, and simplicity. He had already heard a little bit about Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, the current leader of the Chassidim. He had also learned about their previous leader, Rav Adam Baal Shem. He was now interested in hearing more about Rav Eliyahu Baal Shem of the City of Worms, the original founder of the Nestarim. As strange as it may sound, most of the amazing things that Baruch learned about Rav Eliyahu Baal Shem came not from his friend Yitzchak Shaul, but from none other than Moshe Leib. It seemed that although Moshe Leib kept away from Chassidus and the Nestarim, he had nevertheless learned much about them. In the year 1501, a Jew from Spain named Rav Yospa arrived in the Polish city of Krakow. It was immediately clear that he was a great Talmud Chacham and a holy man. He had very little to do with the physical things in this world and spent all his time learning and davening. He was not married when he came to Krakow and remained unmarried for the next 30 years. Everyone called him the Sfardi HaKadosh, the Holy Sfardi. It seemed obvious to the Jews of Krakow that Rav Yospa would remain unmarried for the rest of his life and would die alone, without children or family. They were greatly surprised when they were proven wrong. Reb Levi of Krakow was a wealthy man. He ran a successful group of businesses and gave tzedakah generously. His heart and his home were always open wide to everyone. Reb Levi's son Yosef inherited his father's good qualities. He married the daughter of a goldsmith, a man with great yiras shemayim. After his marriage, he joined his father's businesses and succeeded in expanding them even further. Yosef was incredibly bright and was blessed with a very pleasant and friendly personality. This helped him grow friendly with the Polish noblemen with whom he did business. Eventually, he was able to meet the highest ministers in the country, and through these contacts, he was often successful in helping the Jewish community and individual Yidden as well. On one of his many business trips, cruel thieves attacked Yosef and his assistant as they traveled in their carriage. They robbed whatever they found and then murdered the two Jews. Yosef's widowed wife was heartbroken at the terrible tragedy, and the entire Jewish community was deeply pained. It was very hard for them to bear that the man who did so much good, whom everyone praised and loved, had been killed so cruelly at such a young age. Yosef did not have any children, but he did have a brother. In such a case, the Torah instructs the brother to marry the widowed wife, a mitzvah known as Yibum. If he does not wish to marry her, he must fulfill the mitzvah of chalitza, a special ceremony performed in Beis Din. The widow would then be able to marry someone else. Yosef's brother performed the chalitza ceremony. With sincere warmth and affection, the Jews of Krakow blessed Yosef's widow to recover from her sorrow and prayed that with Hashem's help she would begin a new and wonderful chapter in her life. Half a year later, Rav Yospa came before the Beis Din. He was then an elderly man. "I would like to marry the widow of Rabbi Yosef, Olav HaShalom," he announced. The Dayanim were shocked. No one had ever imagined that after so many years of living alone and having nothing to do with the world, Rav Yospa would suddenly decide to marry. Just as shocking was the incredible age difference between the elderly Tzaddik and Yosef's young widow. Rav Yospa sensed the surprise at the Dayanim. As if reading their minds, he added, "Please understand, my masters and teachers, that I am not allowed to reveal everything to you. However, I know that it has been decided in heaven that this is whom I am meant to marry, and that if the widow would agree, she will merit to give birth to a child." As shocking as it sounded, the Dayanim knew that everything the Sfardi HaKadosh said must be taken seriously. In that case, Rav Yaspa, the head of the Beis Din replied, although we do not wish, nor are we able, to force any person to marry, we will certainly speak with the widow and ask her if she is willing. Rav Yaspa thanked them and left. The Beis Din sent a messenger to ask the widow to come. As soon as she sat before them, she broke into heart-rending sobs. Feeling her pain, the Beis Din waited patiently until she had calmed down. Please tell us what is bothering you, said the head of the Beis Din gently. After all, Chazal teach us that when something greatly disturbs you, you should share it with someone else. The widow looked hopelessly at the Dayanim. She hesitated to tell them what was troubling her. Finally, with red eyes and a shaky voice, she said, my father, Olav HaShalom, recently came to me in a dream at night. It has actually happened a number of times, and in each dream, he tells me to do something. I do not know if I'm allowed to tell you about this or not. Please tell us, the Dayan urged kindly. Don't worry. I'm sure that if you share the dream with us, you will find the help that you are looking for.